continuing Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim, Perek Revi'i. Machalat Ha'atzlut VeHahitrapput UTrufatan. The Machala of laziness and lethargy and how to cure it. Ha'atzlut hi ha'machala yoter mazika. I think we could repeat this statement 10 times, at least. The atzlut is the most harmful machala and the most common one among teenagers. Laziness. Aval kmo kol ha'chesronot, ken gam hi shona ben na'ar lena'ar. But just like any other flaw, this flaw, too, varies between people. It's different. The level of laziness of one is not necessarily the same by another teenager. Yesh na'a. So he's going to speak about basically two levels. He gives them names. One is called atzlut, one is called hitraput. In English, atzlut is laziness, hitraput is lethargy. Lethargy means laziness to a lighter degree. So,
like making things later, doing them later.
Procrastinating. So we'll see. We'll see what it means. But first of all, atzlut. Yesh na'ar shu atzel gamur. You have na'arim who are totally lazy. Ohev lishon arbe, loves to sleep a lot. We hope we're not talking about any one of you here. Velalechet batel, and to go idle. V'chol avoda alav lemasa, and any work you give him is a burden for him. Ah, it's too much. Basically, you asked him to carry two books. Tirutzim shonim lo al kol davar, excuses, different excuses for every little thing. Kemo sheomer ha-pasuk, there's a pasuk in Mishle. Now, just on a side note, one of the midot that are highlighted the most in Sefer Mishle is atzlanut, is laziness. In Mishle, you have psukim about many midot ra'ot. I think most of those psukim that deal with midot ra'ot talks about atzlut. One of them is, Amar atzel shachal badarech, ari ben arechovot. The atzel says, oh, I don't want to go out today. There is a shachal badarech. There is a shachal. Shachal is like a snake. How do they translate it here? No, not a snake. A lion. Okay. There's a lion in the... Didn't you hear about the lion roaming around in the street? Ah, today's not the day to go out. Ari ben arechovot. Tamidu tzadik be'enav. Not only that, but he's always just in his eyes. Kivan shemalet tirutzimu. He's filled with excuses and answers. Ubechol ish gadol mimenu ve'oved, hu motzet tamid chesronot. In fact, he always finds flaws in other people, even in people that are greater than him, even in people that work on themselves. He finds in them, it's their fault, or they're the ones with the issue, not me. Kedei liyasher et atzmo beribo, in order to justify his laziness in his heart. There's another pasuk in Mishle, which he's not mentioning here, but that describes a lazy person who's in bed and doesn't want to wake up, and he has seven chachamim all around his bed, each one giving him a different reason why he should wake up, why it's a good idea not to keep on sleeping. So the pasuk says, chacham atzel be'enav yoter mishiv'a meshivetam. The atzel, the lazy one, is smarter in his eyes than seven people, meshivetam, who are telling him a good reason why he should wake up. He's saying, no, you're the one who's, you're wrong. I'm the one who's right. All that is the tolada, is the result of atzlut, of laziness. Laziness can make a person a big lamdan, you know. All of a sudden he becomes a genius. A genius how to justify himself. Velo yitbayesh, velo yitkane bahem, al she'eno oved kavodatam. What a tragedy. He says, he doesn't even have the shame, or even the jealousy, the healthy jealousy from those who are working on themselves more than him. He's not jealous of them anymore. He doesn't see any reason to look up to them. That's a tragedy. ואף אם מתחזק לפעמים ומתאמץ לעבוד, and even if sometimes he strengthens himself to do some work, you know, to work on himself, עד מהרה ילאה, very quickly he loses his energy, he gets tired out. רק שבוע או שבועיים מן התחלת הזמן של החורף או הקיץ, לומד הוא בהתמדה ולא יותר. In the beginning of this man, whether the summer's man or the winter's man, he learns. He's in Bet Midah. You find, wow, oh, Baruch Hashem. For a day, for a week, for 2 weeks. And then it just fizzles away. Not more. Ve'im chas v'shalom, yesh b'cha midah ra'a zo. So we have to look in ourselves. And the Mechaber is telling us, he's begging us. If chas v'shalom, we find in ourselves this bad midah, akor na otah ad meira. There's nothing more I can say, says the Mechaber. He says, if you have this, see, there's no point in trying to deliberate and negotiate and to philosophize, because as you know, as you saw in Mishlei, he says, no matter how much you'll philosophize with the lazy person, he's going to say something, you know, to answer. He's filled with excuses. So therefore, the only way to start off the avodah atzmit of atzlanut, understand akor na ota mehera, uproot it immediately. Akor v'sharesh achareha. Sharesh means search out, root it out. Root it out from yourself. Me'usa u'bzuyahi. It is very repulsive. It's lowly, this midah. U'kerakav ba'atzamot et akol himechala. It rots away anything. Atzlanut causes everything to rot. Anen ali bachur atzel. Now, he says, I have a big question for you, you lazy bachur. B'me'afe kochacha mikol ha'olam? Why do you think you are better than the whole world? And he explains, Hashemesh ve'ayareach ovdim et avodatam veli efsek. The sun, the moon, they do their avodah, they serve their service of Hashem without interruption. Af et ha'aretz chorshim, mesadedim, vezor'im. The land is constantly plowed, sowed, seeded. Vehi et kocha u'lishadah, notenet ba'avodata, shepakad Hashem aleha litzmoach ul'gadel. And the land gives its full energy and power and strength to do what Hashem the Creator commanded it to do, and that is to grow produce. Hashor, the ox, Hasus, the horse, bechol behema, and every animal. Kulam bechol kochotehem ovdim, all of them, with all their energy, they serve, they work. Ve'rak ha'beriyot ha'mazikot, ve'chayot ha'torfot, hen haholchot batel. You'll notice that only the harmful creatures, the predatory animals, they're the only ones that walk around idle. Rak litrof velidros ze et ze yitavu. All they want is to devour one another. Lama ze tiye ata ke'echad mehem lalechet batel? So why do you want to be like those animals? Holechu batel, just walking around, roaming around, looking for trouble, but not to be productive. Most of the world is productive, he says. The entire Bri'ah, by the way, the Chovot Alvavot, in Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he gives us 30 Cheshbonot to think about every day. One of the Cheshbonot that he gives us, it's in the first 10, it's within the first 10. He says, you look at the whole world and you see the whole world is serving Hashem. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planet, the earth, the wind, the trees, everything, the animals, they're all serving Hashem, they're all doing what they're supposed to be doing without atzlanut. So we're supposed to look at the world and to learn from them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn from chol tzeva'am, from all the tzava of the world. Tzava comes from the word nitzav. Nitzav means standing guard, ready to serve. That's why an army is called tzava. So the armies of the world are called tzevaot. Hashem tzevaot, we call Hashem. Because He is, in English they translate, Lord of Hosts. That doesn't ring with so much meaning to people when they hear Lord of hosts. But it means the God of armies. Hashem has armies. He has armies of planets, armies of stars, armies of galaxies, armies of animals, of birds. Everything in this world is standing ready to do Retzon Hashem. Sasim usmechim la'asot Retzon konam. We say in Birkat HaLevana, we say in Birkat Yotzer of Shabbat. Why do we say that? We say that so we who have Bechira, who have free will, we have to learn from that and see, this world is a world that serves Hashem. You want to stand out? You want to stick out? You want to be different? In a way, if I may say, it's harsh. One who doesn't serve Hashem doesn't belong in this world. You know, when a person comes into a certain environment where he's doing something that is different than everyone else, so he sticks out. He doesn't belong. They tell him, listen, leave. There's a story I just read about Rabbi Yoshe Berg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's a bit harsh, but I just read one time there was a young boy that wanted to visit the shir. He came to the shir, of the daily shir of Rav Soloveitchik, and he wanted to hear the shir. He was a visitor. So he sat by a certain column, it says. He called it, everybody knew this column. I think anybody who sat next to that column was called upon to read the Gemara. So the visitor sits there, and the Rav, as he enters, he sits down. He says, the one in the blue shirt, read over the Gemara. So he tells the Rav, he said, Rabbi, I'm just a visitor today. So he told him, there's no visitors here. You either join the army or get out. So he told him, imagine. That wouldn't fly today. But either join the army or get out. I'm reminded by this. I just saw this yesterday. And, you know, it's either we join the tzava of the world, we have to learn from the tzava of the world, or else, chas v'shalom, a person doesn't belong. One who doesn't serve Hashem doesn't belong. And if he is allowed to be, that's b'chasdei Hashem, that's b'chasdei Abore. So the least we can do is to look at the world and get chizuk from it and say, if the entire world serves Hashem even though they don't know anything better, I who know better, I know better. I understand, I have a Havana. How could I not strive to do better? I know that there are people that will flip around this Kal Vachomer the opposite. What do you mean? They'll make a pircha. They'll say, no, ma lehanar delet lehu bechira. They don't have bechira. I have bechira, so you can't blame me. But that's hadin noten. What does it say there in the Gemara? Who hadin? That's exactly the reason why you should be the one. Because you have bechira, you have understanding, you have de'ah ubina ve'hasker. Then you should learn. They're put there for you to learn. They're sasimu smechim la'asod ritzon konam. So we should also be. So Aneli Bachur Atzeri says, why do you think you're better than the world? Lama ze tiye ata ke'echad mehem lalechet batel. Why should you be one of those that are holech batel? ראינה חכמינו זיכרונם לברכה בכל עבודתם הגדולה שעבדו במסירות הנפש. Says the מחבר, look, even חזל, חכמינו זיכרונם לברכה, that they served Hashem with such מסירות נפש. עוד הוסיפו לעורר את עצמם ולקחת מוסר מן העולם. They, even they, saw fit to strengthen themselves even more and to take מוסר from the world. Look at Rabbi Eliezer, he says. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. שמימיו הקדים הוא לבוא לבית המדרש קודם שבאו שאר הרבנן והתלמידים ואיחר לצאת אחר שכבר יצאו כולם. We know this for a fact about Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says this in Masechet Sukkah Dav Kav Chet. That Rabbi Eliezer, he walked in the ways of his Rebbe, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Eliezer made sure every day to be the first one in the Bet Midrash and to be the last one in the Bet Midrash. That was Rabbi Eliezer, like his Rebbe Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. So you could say he excelled in this midah, right? Of being zariz, of not being lazy. And yet, mikol makom, pa'am achat ra'a baboker shemotzi'e hazevel ve'ateven ve'ovdei hasadot hishkimu lo la'avodatam. One morning he wakes up and he walks out to go to the Beit Midrash and he sees that the sanitation workers and the farmers were already awake and at work before him. So he didn't just walk by like that. Like, since we mentioned Shlomo HaMelech, like in Mishle, it says that when we walk by something, we should take Musar. Al sedei ish atzel avarti. I walked by, Shlomo HaMelech says, I walked by a field of a lazy man. And then he describes, and I saw, v'ine ala kulo kimshonim, and everything became thorns and brambles. V'geder avanav neherasa, and even the brick wall came down, which means the owner of this kerem was lazy. Va'er'e anochi ashit libi lakachti musar, Shlomo HaMelech says. I didn't just walk by, I saw that and I took musar. What musar did he take? Me'at shenot, me'at tenumot, me'at chibuk yadayim lishkav. Little, don't sleep more than you need. Don't be lazy. So Shlomo HaMelech, when he walked by, he understood Hashem put it there so that we should learn from it. Rabbi Eliezer wakes up in the morning, he wakes up, he sees that the sanitation department beat him to it. So he says, Kvar yiseret atzmo lemor, hem la'avodatam ahedyotit, kol kach mashkimim. They, for their work, which is hedyotit, a low work, they wake up so early. Ani ba'avodati et Hashem, lama ze ichalti ayom? I wake up to serve Hashem. How could I be later than them? That's a midrash in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph. Hitbonen gam ata. So my dear Talmid, he says, bi mitbonen. Habanai oved b'chol ayom al gapeh merome habinyanim b'misirut nefesh. A construction worker is standing from the morning on top of the, on the heights of the construction site. B'msirut nefesh. Ha'ikar, the farmer, ovedet admato b'ze'at apo. He works by the sweat of his brow on the land. Kama zi'a v'koach me'abed avicha ad shemotzeh parnasato gam bishvilcha. Now he gets even personal. He says, and how about your father? He wakes up so early to work for parnasah, for you. Kol b'nei ha'adam ovdim. Everybody is working. Ze b'rosho, one is at work with his mind. Ve'ze be'evarav, this one physically. Ve'kulam ba'avoda, et kol gufam mefarechim. And each one is breaking their backs in work. Ve'ata telech batel, and you're staying in bed? Lama ze yikalelucha ha'shamayim ve'aretz. Why do you want the shamayim and aretz to get angry with you? Ve'kara ze el ze lemor, and they'll say to each other, like one star talks to another star and says, Re'ena, look at this. Anachnu v'chol tzeitzaenu, we and all that come forth from us, kifi asher ifkidanu elokenu adonenu ubera'anu la'asot v'la'avot, as per the commandment of our Creator, that He created us to serve and to work, kulanu ovdim, we're doing our job. Ve'abachur hazeh mit'atzel, and this bachur, bachurchik, he's mit'atzel, he's lazy. Ve'al kulanu mit'gaeh, lalechet batel, and he thinks himself better than all of us, that he can afford to just walk and continue idly like that. Says the Mechaber, you want the stars to talk about you like that? You want the Shemesh and Yareach to be angry with you like that? That's not such a good idea. So that is a few words of Musar to wake us up from the Midah of Atzlut.